The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for June 10th. Today's word is ineffable, spelled I-N-E-F-F-A-B-L-E. Ineffable is an adjective that means incapable of being expressed in words. It's a synonym of the word indescribable. It can also mean inexpressibly bad or unspeakable. Ineffable can also mean not to be uttered, taboo. Here's the word used in a sentence from The Economist. Undaunted in Why You Like It, Nolan Gasser attempts to explain the ineffable ways music produces sensations in listeners' brains. Its power to move people to tears, evoke awe, and induce involuntary toe-tapping. Frederick Douglass wrote in his autobiography, "Every tone was a testimony against slavery and a prayer to God for deliverance from chains. The hearing of those wild notes always depressed my spirit and filled me with ineffable sadness." Reading Douglass's words, it's easy to see that the word ineffable means indescribable or unspeakable. And when we break down the word to its Latin roots, it's easy to see how those meanings came about. Ineffable comes from ineffabilis, which joins the prefix in, meaning not, with the adjective effabilis, meaning capable of being expressed. Effabilis comes from effari, meaning to speak out, which in turn comes from ex and fari, meaning to speak. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.